Like, it's just spinning.
Oh, here we go. So you are live.
Yeah, I think we're live. So now I just got to hit this. Hell yeah, welcome back to the Morning Skate. Your host Ket here, joined by my co-host Brownie. How's it going, buddy? How
are
you doing?
Good. How are you? We are back. We are live. We are overdue for a pod, but we're plugging along.
We're a little overdue for a pod, but we're not overdue for playoffs. They're gonna be starting so soon. Big playoff races going on, honestly, right now, especially in the East. I mean, you got the Capitals, the Penguins, Flyers, Islanders, the Devils. Oh wait, never mind. You guys suck. I mean, we got some teams coming in.
You see, what Sid said about the, they're asking about the eclipse. He's like, no, we're in a playoff race. I was taking my nap.
It would have been way funnier if he was just like, what eclipse? Yeah. but yeah, a lot of things going on right now. There's been some controversial calls. There have been controversial plays. There have been players just playing out of their goddamn mind. There's been goalies getting Michigan on. There's just a lot to talk about. Yeah, it's not the best look, dude. There's a lot to talk about. So do you want to just kind of hop in? I mean, for it or what? All right, let's start with what we fucked up last week, mea culpas.
Hi, this is Mea Culpa, and I'm here to introduce the Morning Skate's Mea Culpas with Ket and Brownie.
All right, so, mea culpa time. I forgot to talk about Keith Sparking Water, dude. Keith Sparking Water.
I was like, did something happen that I'm unawares of?
The best.
Their logo's still on the screen, so I think everything's still good.
Yeah, it's the best sparkling water that there is in the history of the world. Honestly, this ad read that we're doing right now is probably going to do more for them than any of the ones I did pre-podcast before. So check them out. Key Lime. They got the passion? Pineapple passion fruit and blood orange cherry, blood cherry orange. Yeah, guys, I'm buzzing tonight. But yeah, check them out. That's keysparkingwater.com. Promo code TMS24 saves you 20% off. Brownie, save me. What are we doing?
And if you listen to Ked fumble fuck his way through that ad read, that's why you need Key Sparkling Water in your life.
Absolutely. Also, so Brownie, fuck you, dude, because I did not want to do this live. And you're like, you know what? No, stop being a coward, you pussy.
And what I say, I love watching you fumble fuck.
It is less than 3 minutes into this thing. Yeah. I mean, it was 78 people watching, which is kind of cool. They probably think I'm an idiot, but what else did we fuck up?
This is not you. This is me 100%. I got on April Fool's. Did you see that University of Hawaii announced plans to add men's ice hockey for the 26-27 season? And the logo was sick. The jerseys, I was like, unbelievable.
What university was this?
University of Hawaii.
Oh my God.
And I got. So I didn't have to put it on there, but I did put it on there.
Okay.
And then we talked about the Florida D that we couldn't think of. It was Gustav Forsling. That's who we couldn't think of.
That's our boy. Yeah.
And then their decor, man, is not as bad as you made it seem. Ekblad.
I think it's pretty shitty looking at this. Name it. Ekblad, decent.
Oliver Ekman Larson.
Fucking.
His best days are behind him, but he's still, you know, he still wheels on the power play.
No, he's fake tough, dude. Next.
I didn't say anything about his toughness. Kulikov.
Russian wild card. Okay. Yep.
Mikula
would make my second power play on my beer league team,
but he's the bottom pair. And then Montour's really good.
So,
I mean, there's a decent decor, so
it's not awful, it's not terrible. Right. If that was my team, and you were like, hey, you're gonna be a GM of a team, and these are gonna be your defensemen that you gotta roll with, I would definitely trade a couple of them, but I think, yeah, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, so that was it. It was pretty clean.
All right, we love clean. NHL in the news. NHL in the news time. We're going to go over our three stars. Third star of the week. Should have been first star of the week. Alexi Lafreniere. 6 goals, 3 assists, 9 points in his last 5 games played. The Rangers are 4-1-0. He has been buzzing, dude. So
this is a little behind. So these numbers have changed, but this was last week's.
That's
so,
fine. Let's just talk about how sick Lafreniere is. What's your opinion of him as a player? I think for the first time, and okay, I'm actually really bad at this because at the beginning of the year, I remember tweeting out saying the contract for number 55 is far more important than the contract for 13 and 24. That is, Lindgren is far more important to the New York Rangers than Lafreniere and Kapo. Now I'm like, dude, this could be a potential captain. So I
said that to you like 2 years ago.
You also said Barkley Gaudreau was going to lead us to the promised land. He has 2 goals this year.
He's not there to score goals, buddy. He's there to do other stuff.
Buddy, I would have more than 2 goals this year. Okay, that's a problem. But okay,
well, Lafreniere, well earned. He deserves it. The kid's playing great, and he's growing into like a Ryan Callahan type 200-foot player.
Sort of, right? But maybe like a little bit more talent, I guess.
Maybe he's got a little more scoring touch and a little less jam, but I think you would trade that.
So I want to know something. Well, since March 1st, and this was 3 days ago, the stat. 17 games played, 9 goals, 9 assists, 18 points. He was a +6 with 44 shots on goal. 44 divided by 17, simple math, that's going to be about 51. So over two shots a game, closer to 3 than it is 2.
Okay.
I mean, he's buzzing, dude. But my question is how much is this him and how much is this playing with, I mean, Panarin's what, top? Five player in the league.
So then you give credit to Laviolette for putting him in the right spot to succeed.
Yeah, I mean, and this is another thing. This was from 2 days ago. Lafreniere, 27 goals, 29 assists, 56 points. I mean, he could potentially reach that 30-goal, 60-point year. And like if you've watched the Rangers a lot this year, you get like he should have way more goals than he has. Like he was snaking for a while. Or just like firing the puck into pads. Like
I like him. I like that he's a ginger. I like that he wears number 13. I like all of it. Hey,
I like that he plays softball.
Is your hat say cowpoke?
Yeah, it does. It says cowpoke. You like that shit?
It's like a Marlboro, right? Like
yeah.
A Marlboro logo?
A little bit. Why aren't we talking about the jersey that I bought from DHgate, my hero of the week? $30, guys.
We're going to wait for the heroes of the week segment.
We're not doing heroes of the week. We're phasing it out. Don't you remember? Right. Yeah, we're going to bring it up as we're talking through. So that would be my hero of the week, too.
There you go.
$30, guys. You need a new NHL jersey. Don't spend the $230. Go right on DHgate.com. I ordered mine. It took a while. No. Well, it took a while to get here. Why don't
you check back with us after you watch that and see how it holds up?
It took like 2 months for it to get here, but it's fucking, I mean, it's very, very nice. It's a Will Cooley Stadium series jersey. So, number 2 star, Logan Thompson, Vegas Golden Knights, 4-0-0 in his last 4 games played, .954 save percentage, 1 goals against. I don't have much on the Kings, dude. I mean, good for him. I mean, he's definitely buzzing, dude. If my goalie had 4 wins with a .954 save and a 1 goal against in his last 4, I'd be pretty pumped about it.
I mean, Logan Thompson came out of nowhere, right?
Yeah.
Remember, Robin Leonard was supposed to be their guy.
Yeah, he got hurt, right? There was like something.
He got hurt, and then he had some personal stuff. Remember?
Yeah.
He's getting sued for the snake guy or something.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he definitely has like a little weird vibe to him. But I mean, good for Vegas. Of course, this happens to them. Speaking of course happens to them, I'm sure it's in here. Will Carrier went to the IR, so Hartle's being activated. Love to see that. Connor McDavid, 3 goals, 7 assists, 10 points in his last 5 games played. Edmonton went 3-2.
He's probably over that now, actually.
Yeah, I mean, he is in a league of his own. So
he's gonna have 100 assists this year.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking nuts, man. Remember, he had a fucking brutal start to the year too. Like,
no, he didn't have a brutal start. He was getting assists. He just didn't have goals.
No, dude, he was like 28th in scoring in like November.
Was he? I don't
know. Yeah, he had a brutal start to the year, and then all of a sudden, it's like, holy shit, McDavid's McDavid again. PWHL 3 stars, league's on hiatus for the IIHF Women's World in Utica, New York, Utica Clubs, taking place April 3rd to the 14th. The tourney features 10 teams that will play 29 games over the tournament. Group A, the United States, Canada, Czechia, Finland, and Switzerland. Group B, Sweden, Germany, China, Japan, and Denmark. Frankel already posted a shutout.
Yeah, her first game. I think she had like a 28 save shutout, something like that.
I saw the USB Canada, 1-0 in overtime.
Oh, do they? Well, they might have two shout outs.
And our friend, we have is it one friend of the podcast? We have a couple of friends of, well, it's a couple
that are there.
Yeah, we got Alina.
Alina's there. Frankel's there. I think that's it. But there are, I'll talk about it in the Huskies. There are a bunch of Huskies there.
All right, cool. San Jose announced that they signed Quinnipiac UFA Colin Graft. He's expected to make the jump in immediately. Bernie, you're off his ELC. Lincoln, Massachusetts native, turned pro after his junior year. He had 22 goals, 27 assists for 49 points in 34 games played.
Lincoln's the next town over from where I live. Right here.
Yeah, dude.
The Bruins, for some reason, the Bruins, like, let this kid... I don't know. There's a lot of people are up in arms. Like, how do
the Bruins feel like he's miss? A weird... I think he's a weird kid.
Yeah?
Who signs with the Sharks? Yeah, tons of teams going after him. The Rangers are going after him. The Bruins are going... He's going up, like, perennial
contender. San Jose. Who's the coach there? It's Quinn still, right?
Yeah, exactly. Why would you want to go there?
Quinn loved... All these college guys love Quinn.
Oh, my God. This kid's a fucking idiot. I call him a bust immediately for picking what a dog shit organization that is.
Oh, here you go. Speaking of bust, continue.
Colorado Avalanche Jared Bednar decided to pull Alexander Georgiev after he shot a puck from his crease following Nashville's fourth goal. Colorado was down 4-2 at the time, came back after Georgiev got yanked and won the game 7-4. Maybe that's something Colorado should look into. Georgiev stinks, dude. I've been saying this for forever.
I know.
It's about time this is starting to pull through. There's no way the Avalanche win a cup again with him as their goalie. Like, he stinks. So we will see. Nathan McKinnon hit 50 goals for the first time with a hat trick.
Actually, it was funny. There was, hold on, I gotta find it because I think it's in my phone. And I didn't put it in the doc. Oh, here it is. So Nathan McKinnon, Jurad Slafkovsky, the guy from and Stamkos each netted hat tricks for their clubs on Tuesday. Okay. It marked the first time three first overall picks each registered a three-goal game on the same day.
Ooh, I like that, dude.
That's from your boy Bucci. Bucci's tweeted that out.
That's a good stat.
Shout out to John Bucci Gross.
Shout out to John Bucci Gross's team who gave him that stat. That's a fucking cool stat.
Fair enough. Well, he put the team together. So
good on them. Colorado, they're pretenders. NHL, there are five franchises that have 100-plus points in six or more consecutive years. Detroit did it 12 times. Montreal did it 8 times. Washington, Edmonton, and the Bruins also did it 6 times. So,
pretty cool little stat.
That's a lot of points. Gavin McKenna has 69 points in his last 34 games played since the start of the 2024 year in the WHL. 16-year-old, he so far has 2 goals, 4 assists, 6 points, and 3 games played in the playoffs.
This is Bedard's, dude.
Yeah,
this is like, Bedard's cousin by marriage, not blood.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
16 years old, man.
Yeah, wheeling in the
W. He's doing a lot more than what I did.
Yeah.
Ryan Hartman was suspended 3 games after throwing a stick on the ice in the direction of an official. This is so fucking stupid. Like, why?
Why him get suspended or why throw the stick?
Why is he getting suspended?
Why throw the stick?
3 fucking games, dude.
Did he get 3? Oh, yeah, he did get 3.
Pellet can fucking bury Vinny Trocheck. Pellet can bury Mika Zibanejad center ice, dude. Dobson can bury Trocheck from behind, hit his numbers right into the boards, in 0 games. And Ryan Hartman fucking throws a stick, he gets 3 games. What type of fucking world? The pussification of America, dude. I'm telling you. More Minnesota. This time they flew too close to sun as Wild pulled their goalie again in overtime, but this time they got scored upon by Vegas. They lose their overtime point, which might be huge for their push for the playoffs. What an idiot.
Well, no, I don't think he's an idiot. I still respect it, but
he's even now, right?
Yeah, but if they miss by a point, everyone's going to point to that game.
Oh, 1,000%.
No.
So I almost kind of respect it because you're kind of putting yourself out there. New York Rangers. So you New York Hockey Rangers, man. Jonathan Quick became the winningest American-born goalie in the NHL history when he notched number 362 against Arizona at Mullet Arena. I won $120 on that game.
Oh, did you?
Was pretty fucking cool.
Nice.
I feel like I should say units. Gambling people say units. I'm new to the whole gambling
thing, dude. Gambling's legal. You don't have to say units. So fucking stupid.
So they were up 1 with like 4 minutes left. And I just had to hit the over. All they had to do was score 1 more goal. Arizona's pulling their fucking goalie. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, yeah, go for it. And that's literally exactly what happened. So that was really fucking cool. I also think it's way cooler that Jonathan Quick has that record than Ryan Miller. Ryan Miller kind of seems like a nerd to me, right?
Ryan Miller's highlight was getting steamrolled by Lucic before Lucic only hit women. Now he used to hit guys too.
Called him gutless, dude.
No.
Oh my God, the line brawl against New Jersey. Holy shit.
That's why I just put that in because we haven't talked. We haven't been on. And I just figured line brawl against New Jersey, go.
So I knew
who was on the ice?
Let's back up. I knew I had to be home for this. I knew I could not be anywhere else. I didn't want to be at a bar. I wanted to make sure I was in front of my TV. I saw the Stu Bickel one back in the day with Ryan Carter and like Rupper and Prusty. I saw the Washington game after the Panarin thing when they all, the three of them dropped. And both of those were three people that dropped. I remember watching that. And I was like, holy fuck, why are they showing the replay of the Devils game? And I was like, oh my God, this is live. This is happening again. This is unbelievable. So I knew I had to be there. Rempe and McDermott, they obviously have some history. Rempe's just been, he's been like just murdering people on the Devils.
Oh, this year. He
killed Nathan Bastian. Yeah. He fucking took out Siegenthaler. McDermott wanted to fight him, said he had no respect. I mean, everybody and their mother knew that they were fighting. So don't the Devils start McDermott. Don't the Rangers start Rempe. And this is your fucking on my dad. This is what I was thinking. When this game was going on, I was like, damn, like he's 21 years old. He's going to be in the middle of MSG fighting his biggest rival's toughest dude. And I'm like, I wonder if any of the boys are going to do anything. I literally thought that. I was like, he's 21. He's by himself. Like, I wonder if anybody's going to be like, nah, kid, like, you don't got to do this by yourself. That was literally a thought that I had. And I was like, that'd be kind of cool. Puck drops and everybody starts beating the shit out of each other. And I was like, no fucking way this is happening. So VC and Lazar went, Rempe and McDermott went.
So everybody's all American, Jimmy VC. Him and Lazar had the first fight.
Yes.
So they didn't get tossed.
They didn't get tossed. And that rule's so fucking stupid. All those people should have been in the game.
Even Rempe said something afterwards. He's like, I was looking forward to squeezing in the box with all the boys. Yeah.
So Rempe was with McDermott. Barkley Gaudreau was with Ball. Lazar and VC. So this is all going on. And then doesn't John Marino kind of skate over? Keandre Miller starts skating over. Like, hey, you want one? We'll go in. Keandre Miller beat the fuck out of John Marino. Hit him with a you're too short sign. Yeah.
Well, so, like I said, that picture of Miller holding him like with his arm up.
Yeah, I saw that today. Somebody made that, the Muhammad Ali reference.
It's very reminiscent of that famous Muhammad Ali picture to me.
Yeah, it's a fucking tough look.
Wife, I go, if I was Keandre Miller, I would have this picture hanging up in my living room. And I showed it to her, and she goes, well, good thing you're not Keandre Miller, because I don't want that up in my living room. And I was fair enough.
Picture. It's a sick fucking picture. So everybody's fighting. And then isn't it poor little Tierney looks up and he has to deal with Jacob Trouba, which I thought was fucking hilarious. Like, that guy was on the ice not thinking at all he was going to get a fight. And about 5 seconds in, he's like, God damn
it. He's up there looking at the banners. He's
like, I have to fight the dude that kills everybody? It was unbelievable.
So I didn't get to see it live. I saw it after the fact. Did the goalies come towards center ice at all?
No. So people said Shesterkin dropped his blocker. Shesterkin dropped his blocker because Keandre Miller's chain got ripped off of him, and he was picking it up.
Oh.
That's why that had happened. But the Rangers were up. The Devils came back to take the lead, and I remember sitting there being like, motherfucker, they better win this goddamn game. Like, you can't start that game with that and not win. Came back and won, man.
I would like to go to a game at Madison Square Garden just to see
this. This is why I think we legitimately have a shot of winning a Stanley Cup. And it's because of what I thought about before the game even happened. I was thinking, 21-year-old kid, he's only played fucking 7 or 8 games in the show, has to go out and fight one of the toughest motherfuckers in the NHL, and he's going to be all by himself in the middle of the ice fighting a rival. And the boys did not let that happen. The boys were like, fuck that. We have your back. Not everybody even had to drop the gloves. That was like the coolest part. Like, some of them didn't have to do that. And they fucking did it anyway. And to me, that shows a team willing to fucking fight for each other. You think, dude, has Jimmy Vesey ever been in a fight?
I have no
like idea. What? And obviously Barkley Gaudreau is going to go, but it, like they said, it wasn't planned, but they dropped the puck and Barkley Gaudreau skated right at him. Like, it was very clear that that was going to happen. And then Keandre Miller, who's a defenseman for the Rangers that we've been talking about for years. Like if he added any sort of bit of bite to his game, man, he would be watch the fuck out. Doesn't he go beat the shit out of John Marino? And then poor little Tierney with Truba. It was poetic, dude. It was sick. It was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. Matt Rempe is the first player in NHL history to be ejected in his first three games against a single franchise. The Devils, the rival, his stat line against the Devils, three games played, 5 minutes and three seconds time on ice with 47 penalty minutes, and he was ejected in all three games.
And that 503,
beauty, dude.
That 503 is not average. That's total.
Unfucking believable, dude. It was so fucking cool.
If you ever bored online, look up the Bruins versus the Dallas Stars. They had a game.
Similar. Sean Avery. Yeah. Right, and Steve Ott.
Yeah, I remember that. Very good, very good, very similar.
It was just, I don't know, man. It just seems like the Rangers are the only team in the NHL that's doing line brawls on a yearly basis. So, whatever, everybody else is soft. E-bug season. Oh, it sucks. It really sucks for Alex Fernandez that this is the next story I have to talk about after talking about the Rangers, because I could give two shits about Alex Fernandez right now, to be completely honest with you. I'm so jacked up about the Rangers. I completely forgot about that. I'll give him some shine. Former New Haven goalie Alex Fernandez. Did I say that right? Fernandez.
Yeah.
Was the E-bug for Pittsburgh at MSG. And Kyle
Conan
was the E-bug for Tampa Bay after playing in the NAHL and Acha at Grand Valley State. I got knocked out against Grand Valley State.
Did you?
Fucking out cold, bud. Like, I was not getting up. That's crazy. So good on them. Toronto, the Leafs, welcome back Phil Kessel to a... Is this real?
Unless this was another April Fool's. I don't know. You
fucking got God again, dude. There's no way this is fucking real.
You don't think?
Not a brownie. You're gonna set me up like that, dude. There ain't no way we would know, dude. It's April 10th. We haven't heard a peep about this.
You know what? I think you're right.
You got God again, dude.
God damn it!
Come on, man,
buddy. Me, I smoked a lot of weed. What can I tell you?
Austin Matthews hit 66 goals and became the first player since Mario Lemieux in 95-96. He is Brownie's premier two-way power center for the U.S.
Do you see now they're calling him the Gloat?
I mean, dude.
The greatest Leaf of all time. Get it?
Hate him all you fucking want, but 66.
Oh, I said he could fill the puck. He could fill the net with pucks. I just don't want him on my team.
Pretty crazy. I don't want to talk about this at all. I'm just going to mention it. The Newfoundland Growlers have been shut down. Teams immediately closing operations. I don't think they deserve to be talked about if they can't keep the lights on.
This is the part that stinks. Any players that were on an AHL or NHL contract as of March 20th are ineligible to play in the ECHL for the rest of the season while other players are considered free agents.
Yeah,
it just stinks. I understand, but it stinks for the guys.
It fucking stinks, but it's not amateur hour, dude. Like the AHL shouldn't be amateur hour. Well, find a team.
ECHL.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Excuse me. The ECHL. Yep. Yeah, but still, the ECHL shouldn't be amateur.
No, I agree. I
Thunder
agree.
Having a great fucking year. More coast. The Cincinnati Cyclones were believed to make history when they started the first ever all-black lineup in pro hockey. Forwards Kyle Bollers, Josh Burnside, Elijah Gonsales, along with D. Landon
Cato,
and Jalen Smerick were the starters.
And their coach, the Cyclones coach, we talked about him a while back. He was one of the – remember there was a ECHL game where they had two black head coaches. He was one of them, so.
Yeah. I think I wrote a blog about that.
Yeah.
All right, good on you. Jack Hughes is elected to undergo shoulder surgery and is done for the year. He's expected to be ready for a training camp. He does this – I think he did this before the New Jersey Devils were actually mathematically eliminated. So is this really the type of leader you want with your franchise?
1,000%. Booth's been pretty quiet, but.
Yeah, I mean – Is this who you want leading you into battle? A guy going to give up day before you're eliminated?
I'm pretty sure Patrice Bergeron could have got his lung reinflated, but he kept going.
Jeff Skinner played his 1,000th NHL game. Brownie asked me how many playoff games he has.
Keep reading.
The Toronto Natives put up a stat line at 357 goals, 312 assists, 669 points with 449 PIMs and 1,000 games played for Carolina Buffalo. His 14-season NHL career, the Calder winner has never played one game in the playoffs.
That sucks.
He sucks, dude. He's a little rat. I don't like Jeff Skinner. I like Jeff Skinner. He always scores against the Rangers.
I like him much better as a Sabre than I did as a Hurricane.
If you're listening to Morning Skate Podcast for the first time, if you're going to take anything away from this, if Jeff Skinner is playing against the New York Rangers, bet him to score that night. it's fucking crazy how many times this guy scored against the Rangers.
There was a guy who used to play for the Sabres who always scored for the Bruins. And every time he was a free agent, he was a suitcase. And every time he was a free agent, I was like, can the Bruins just get this fucking guy?
Was it Vanek?
Yeah, Thomas Vanek.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, in my mind, I was thinking Plekanec, but I know that's not right. I'm going, it's not Plekanec.
You said Sabres and suitcase, and there are very few people that can be. I mean, dude, he's still a free agent. I'm surprised he wasn't picked up this year. Him and like Lee Stepniak and Brian Gionta, dude. They make a
depth line for the Black Aces for the playoffs.
Yeah. Let's see. Alex Ovechkin became the first player in NHL history to record at least 30 goals in 18 seasons. Gretzky did it in 15. Pretty fucking crazy. Ovechkin's back.
Yeah, we'll see.
His team's not back. What do you mean we'll see, dude? He has 30 goals. He had like 2-4 weeks ago.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how long it lasts.
Connor McDavid has 20 points in his last 10 games played. In those 10 games, he put up gooses 2 times. In 72 games played this season, he's put up 0 points only 11 times. McJesus was named the NHL First Star of the Month for March when he put up a stat line of 7 goals, 24 assists, 31 points, and just 15 games played. Cheat code.
Good. 15 games played in the NHL.
Yeah, in the NHL. Yeah. This isn't beer league. It's not like he's averaging like 2 or 3 points a game.
He's not like my buddy Stevie, who's fucking sandbagging and rolling up.
It's pretty fucking stupid, dude, honestly. PWHL, the league has a trophy, the Walter Cup.
Did you see it at all?
No, I did not, dude. Okay. The trophy has plenty of unique touches. The size feature embossed hockey sticks as well as skate marks and hockey tape. It's just over 2 feet tall with a bowl on the top, and the bottom features a puck-shattering glass as in the glass ceiling. It weighs 35 pounds and made of sterling silver and was crafted by Tiffany & Company. The bowl features 6 Ws to represent the original 6 and has a symbiotic rays of
symbolic light.
Oh, my bad. of light to signify a new day in women's hockey. The name comes from the Walker family, owner of the Dodgers, for financially backing of the league.
I saw this. And it's, I don't think it's the wall. I think their last name is Walter, not Walker. I think that's a typo.
Oh, my bad.
Cause I, no, it's not me. I typed it. So when I saw Walter, I'm like, did they name this after Wayne Gretzky's dad? How cool is that? And then I saw it was by the guy that bankrolled the league, but I think we should just
bankrolled the league. Yeah.
I just think we should assume it's after Wayne Gretzky's dad.
I mean, I haven't seen the picture of the trophy. The trophy sounds cool by all.
It is pretty cool. And you could drink out of it. That's the
Like, dude, I don't know, man. Like, this guy, he funded the league. You're just going to name the fucking league after him, dude? Or the trophy?
That's how it works.
All right. I just feel like that's lazy. Winnipeg, we all agree that Connor Hellebuck is the best goal in the NHL. Who are the 12 goalies drafted ahead of him in the 2012 draft? Oh, you put him right here.
I put him here because I'm going to get you later with something else. This one, you would have never got these guys.
Andre Vasilevsky.
Yep.
Freddie Anderson, Matt Murray, Jonas Coprasalo, Anthony Stolarz, Chris Drieger, Malcolm Subban, Oscar.
There's the Dant, Bruins. There's the Bruins wailing away at the draft yet again.
John Gillies, Jake Patterson, Daniel Altschuler, and Sean McGuire.
There's like 5 of those guys you've never heard of.
Yeah, it's tough.
So this is where I'm going to get you.
Jonathan Marchessault has become the 6th undrafted player since 88-89 to put up 40 plus goals in a season. Ked, try for the other 5 undrafted players to put up 40 plus goals in a season.
There's 1, 2, 3. There's 5.
Artemi Panarin.
Marchessault was the 6th. Yeah. Panarin's 1.
Panarin. These are undrafted players.
Undrafted players. This is
going to be tough. You got to assume most of them are fucking Russian, I would think. Undrafted.
Not a single Russian.
For real, just other than Panarin.
No, just Panarin. You got Panarin. That's it.
Are they all Canadian?
1, 2, 3 are. 1's American.
There's an undrafted American player that put up 40-plus goals in a season.
He did it multiple times, this cat.
Undrafted. Pavelski was drafted, though. I don't know. Give me the American.
The American... You want me to give you the American? He's a New York guy.
A New York American that put up.
Grew up in Hell's Kitchen. Learned how to play on rollerblades.
Oh, Joey Mullen?
Joey Mullen.
Oh, okay. Well, didn't this say since 80? Was he before 88, 89?
I don't think so.
All right. But Joey Mullen was on the podcast.
Yeah, no. Not my fault you didn't get it.
Well, I thought he was older. No offense, Joey. Are any of them newer?
No.
Just tell me then. I want to know.
Tim Kerr.
Flyers
guy in the 80s.
Yep.
The guy who I share a birthday with. You don't remember? No. Adam Oates.
Okay. Undrafted?
Undrafted out of RPI.
Oh, RPI, Troy, New York.
Yep. And then the last one, it's kind of a technicality. Wayne Gretzky was not drafted.
Oh, that's stupid. That's fucking dumb.
Yeah, but whenever there's an undrafted trivia in hockey, always guess Wayne Gretzky. All right. Because he technically was not drafted.
Dmitry Kolakov was suspended 2 games from a legal check to the head of Tampa Bay Lightning's Connor Sheary.
This, in my mind, deserved more than three, than two, I mean. This was way worse than throwing the stick.
Hartman threw a stick on the ice and got three. So that's the world we live in, bro. It's pretty sad, honestly. Kendall Coyne Schoenfield of the PWHL Minnesota U.S. Hockey and former NU Husky is said to voice a character in a children's movie Inside Out 2. Her and her husband had their first child in July 2023. I mean, why has she not been on the podcast yet? What are we doing here?
I'm working on some stuff for the summer, buddy.
Okay. Yeah, she should. I mean, I feel like that'd be a no-brainer.
So not only is she doing this, so when they got this whole PWHL off the ground, she was like the driving force from the player's side. Mm-hmm. And she was like 8 months pregnant doing these meetings.
I remember you saying that. Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, get her on the pod. What are we doing here? Pittsburgh. And then there were two. Sidney Crosby joined Wayne Gretzky as the only players in NHL history to have recorded 19 seasons at a point per game pace or better. Gordie Howe had 17 power play or point per game seasons. Marcel Dion, Mario Lemieux, Ron Francis, Mark Messier, and Joe Sakic had 15. Sidney Crosby also, don't look now, kind of willing his team to a playoff berth. out of nowhere.
It's funny is that you talk about players and you talk about how they're pushing, like Brady Tkachuk's doing everything he can lately, right? And, you know, for example, but when you talk about a player willing their team to a playoffs, that encapsulates to me Crosby more than anybody else.
Yeah, I mean,
they got rid of their best player, not named Sid or Gino.
Sid's sick, man. And it sucks because, like, when we play against him, I fucking hate him. But I wish McDavid played in the East. I wish I saw more of him. I only see him when he does his little Rangers trip or, like, if.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's so disappointing that he's not in like a major Eastern Conference market. Cause honestly, the best player, I think Sidney Crosby is the best player I've seen like consistently in my life. But growing up, you saw a little bit of, I saw a little Gretzky. I saw a little Messier, little Korea. I mean, I guess I saw a lot, but it was just so long ago. You don't really remember in terms of like the shit I can remember, the games that I've watched where it's like, oh, I remember exactly where I was during that time. Sidney Crosby is easily pound for pound the best player that I've seen.
Yeah, I mean, I remember Sid coming in. I mean, I remember all of it. I'm just going to say, for me, I think I'd have to put Ray Bourque in that combo.
Okay.
Because, I mean, so in the old Garden.
You're a Bruins fan. Right, so I get right, that. Right. Like, I'm unbiased. Garden, you don't have to be biased. It's fine.
There was a spot on the left corner on one end where he knew exactly where to hit it on the power play with a slap shot. And it would not rim. It would bounce right in front. It was crazy. It was the craziest thing. I'd love to talk to him and ask him about that. Because he's probably like, oh, yeah, it's like 2 feet up, 1 foot, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I remember like Messier was one of those guys that could will his team to.
Oh, dude, I wish that I was like in my 20s when the Rangers won the cup. Like that would be. I can't imagine watching the fucking New York Rangers back when people weren't pussies either. And knowing that I have the baddest motherfucker captaining my team, and then we win a cup in New York with the best American defenseman of
guaranteed
all time.
Guaranteed it.
And Mike Richter. Like, dude, Brownie, think about how, oh my God, how horny I would be if the Rangers had a captain who would beat the shit out of people. Well, Trouba does do that, but like, Trouba's not going to go out there and be like, I guarantee victory and score a hat trick. Like that, like right, him right. and well, Messi are different birds, dude. Yeah. Like they are not then, at all the same.
And then fucking give Madonna the Heisman at her peak.
Holy fuck, dude! And then they go party with the cup, and the cup gets stolen, and they get it back, and then they drop it on the ground. They try to weld it back together. Like it's unbelievable. Yeah. Great stories. Yeah. I don't even know how we got here. Good job, Sid. Brad Marchand. Among NHL players in history, you notch 1,000 games with one team. He has the most wins with 600. The list behind him is Chris Letang with 595. That's close.
Yeah.
Nicklas Backstrom, 592. Evgeny Malkin, 584. Mark Edward Vlasic, 577. John Carlson, 569. Marchand, nice, has also cracked the top 10 in shorthanded points in league history. He's 10th with 57. Bobby Clark had 60. Oh, wait. Hold on.
Go across.
Yep. Sergei Fedorov, 65. Ed Westfall, 66. Bobby Clark, 67. Mario Lemieux, 71. Dave Poulin, 72. Yari Curry, 82. Yzerman, 83. New York Rangers, Mark Messier, 144. And Wayne Gretzky with 149. Crowny, did I like black out? Did we not talk about this on the phone one night?
We did. We talked about this on the phone. And I had, I hope I fucking saved it.
Because I was like, isn't it fucking crazy how many talented players are on the shorthanded goals list? Because I would have figured they were all plugs.
Because back then, it was they weren't specialists. Like a power play guy or a penalty kill guy, which they are now. Oh my God, I missed all this stuff in my phone that was meant to be put on the thing.
It's okay, dude.
I'm going to do it right now before you get to Gretzky.
No, we're not. We are 36 minutes into this podcast.
There's two things.
Okay.
So the Humboldt, this is the, we, yep. The last week, the 6th was the 6-year anniversary of the Humboldt Broncos tragedy. And I just
crazy think it's been that long, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. And I just wanted to mention it. I didn't want that to go by without us mentioning. We got kind of screwed up by not having a podcast. And then speaking of, Brady Tkachuk, he records the most hits, 16, in a single game in NHL history because he's running around like an angry ginger.
Why wasn't that talked about more?
I don't know. Because the Sens are just horrible.
That's a sick stat.
Oh, yeah. He was absolutely hair on fire playing. Who like mad as the ice. I want to say it was... It might have been New Jersey, because was it New Jersey that did the open net, the empty net slap shot? Was that Jersey?
It wasn't Florida, because whenever they play Florida, they go.
No, right. It wasn't Florida. Oh, I do have this in my phone. Was it Jersey that did the empty netter that everyone got all?
Yeah, Nico Hischier. Yeah.
Yeah. So this was a similar thing where something else happened with the empty netter. And Brady Tkachuk lost his mind.
It was Nico. No. Originally, it wasn't Nico. It wasn't. The newest one was Nico Hischier.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it was that. I think it was that game against New Jersey. Yeah. Right. Brady. So I have this. I've been saving this. So they put together. See?
Yep. Yep.
So they put together how teams beat up on bad teams.
Oh, here we fuck.
And how teams play against good teams.
Yep.
So
strength of schedule.
Yes. So the number one team with 82.9% calculated. So this is points percentage calculated using only games played against the bottom 16 teams in the league.
I just hear a bunch of nerds talking about Star Wars, but who is it?
The Rangers. Is your number one for getting points against the bottom teams?
Yeah, dude. We
on the other end of the spectrum, points percentage calculated and using only games played against the top 16 teams in the league. With your top team there is your Boston Bruins. So
yeah, dude, you guys have like, buddy, you have like 30 overtime losses. Like you should not even be close to the top of the league. It's embarrassing that the league lets you guys do that. You're a mediocre team.
I just thought that was funny. Mediocre team with fantastic goaltending.
Unless you go to Michigan on them.
Yeah, that's only on one of them.
Wayne Gretzky, sad of the week, while Matthews and McDavid are chasing milestones. Just a quick reminder that the great one accomplished both in four consecutive seasons, 81 and 82 through 84 and 85. He put up 70 goals and 100 assists. Is that pretty good? The fifth year, Gretzky only put up 52 goals, 163 assists for 215 points. He also had 11 straight seasons with 100-plus assists and 8 straight years with 50-plus goals.
And you could argue that, I mean, I know the conditioning and everything and the equipment's very different, but you could make the argument that with less teams in the league, the talent was not as watered down as it is now against this. This is pretty
fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah, it's nuts. Absolutely nuts. So there you go, buddy. Boy, he's got a head rush.
Time to change.
Okay, a sad one first. Do you know who Larry Lucchino is? Larry Lucchino from the Red Sox? No. So anyways, this guy, he was the architect of the Red Sox and their winning ways. Passed away at the age of 78. Lucchino came to the Sox from the Baltimore Orioles and the San Diego Padres, where he oversaw both of those teams get new ballparks. He's the guy who brought in Theo Epstein and mentored him into the business of baseball. He's believed to be the only person with World Series rings because he has one from the Orioles and 1, 2, 4 from the Sox, a Super Bowl ring because he was on the Redskins board of directors, and a Final Four watch because he was a Princeton player in 1965. Besides being inducted into the Red Sox and the Padres Hall of Fame, he was also inducted in the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, the Italian American Sports Hall of Fame, and in his high school's Hall of Fame. He's survived by his wife and 2 kids. So
rest in peace, man.
Rest in peace. Yep. Have you been following this Shohei Ohtani story?
No, I think it's ridiculous.
So, allegedly, he's been fleeced by his translator for over $4 million in illegal bets, and the story goes from there. Now, it's rumored to be part of a widespread illegal gambling ring that involves money laundering through Las Vegas and even could involve organized crime. Mm-hmm. Kind of a bad look for baseball, as they clearly know nothing about their, quote, face of the game, because Ohtani introduced his wife suddenly to the surprise of even the Dodgers about a week and a half ago. And there are rumors that he does, in fact, speak English. And now a fan has come forward and said that on his first home run of the Dodgers last week, she was pressured to accept a, quote, lowball offer when the ball was rumored to be worth $100,000. The woman was separated from her husband in like underneath the stadium and was told if she didn't take the offer, the team and Major League Baseball wouldn't authenticate the ball, rendering it nearly worthless. Ohtani also told the media through his new interpreter that he met with the fan when she denied those claims.
I feel like now I'll get a lot of slack if I say that. Never mind. bro, I would not let my wife go down there with that ball by herself.
No, well, they I don't know.
I would not allow it. Then I'd be like, it's my ball.
Right, exactly.
I am not. Like.
Yeah, it's crazy. So.
That's fucking nuts, dude. If I was that dude, I'd be so fucking mad.
Sticking with baseball.
Yeah, he's kind of a weirdo, huh?
I mean, he's like an amazing player for sure, but they don't know anything about him. And how, I mean, if he says he doesn't speak English, how do you vet him, right?
Also, like. Pete Rose is out of the Hall of Fame for him.
Well, that's why this is all such a big deal, because they're going to be
pissed
like,
if I was Pete.
Well, so I heard someone talking about this who's a baseball person. We were working and he was going on and on about it. And his point was that Pete Rose has made so much money because he's not in the Hall of Fame. Like, people today wouldn't know who Pete Rose was if he was in the Hall of Fame.
All time leading hit.
Would you know that if he wasn't in the Hall of Fame?
Yes, because that's like the most goals in hockey. Like,
oh yeah, all right, yeah, I guess
maybe not goals. It'd probably be more assists.
Points.
Goals are probably home runs. It would be probably assists.
No point. Yeah. Okay.
You would absolutely know that.
All right.
Tell him that's a good argument. Look, tell him no, it's not. Tell him he's dumb. That did not make sense.
Well, he is dumb. Former Major League pitcher Adam Wainwright has entered the country music world. The former St. Louis Cardinal taught himself to play guitar during his Major League Baseball career and has now played at the Grand Ole Opry and opened for the Zac Brown Band at a recent concert in St. Louis. He sounds pretty good. You know, he's got a nice voice.
When I spent a little time in St. Louis, I think he had just kind of started doing this shit.
Oh, really?
And people would talk about that. Takes balls to do that, dude.
Bronson Arroyo, the relief pitcher for the Red Sox, used to mess around with the guitar as well.
Yeah, well, Zac Brown Band. There's a lot of people at that concert.
Yeah, like, oh, for sure.
It takes, I mean, Pete probably doesn't do some face. He played in the major leagues, but still, like, that's.
Oh, it's still nerve wracking, I would think. Yeah. Although I bet it'll be easier for a pitcher than a position player because they're out there on the mound by themselves, you know, so it's a little harder.
Yeah.
This is my favorite story because I'm fully rooting for the people to get away. A group of thieves got away with over $30 million from a money storage facility in Sylmar, California, which is a suburb of L.A. in the San Fernando Valley.
What is a money storage facility? Is that just a bank?
We'll get to that. On Easter Sunday, the thieves went in through the roof and were able to bypass the alarm, and the company was unaware until they opened the vault on Monday.
Bro, if this is just a bank who's trying to be cool by calling themselves a money storage facility, they deserve it.
This is the beauty of this. This is not a bank, and it's uninsured and backed by the FDIC. I think banks are insured by. So if you rob a bank, the bank's insured. Your money's safe. You know, who cares? Take it, right?
Yep.
This is a whole different kettle of fish.
Your money's gone,
like,
bro.
This is like some Saudi fucking businessman who's got like pallets of cash or like a huge cartel. So yeah. This people definitely knew what they were doing with this one by far.
Okay.
So yeah, that was it for Dump a Chain. That's what we got.
The Rangers might win the President's Trophy this year. This is like a new thing.
Yeah, big jinx.
People are saying that they're playing so well, they're winning all these games, they're starting to come alive. People are saying that it's because I boycott them. And I'll take some credit where credit is due. They didn't play good. I didn't talk about them for 3-4 weeks. And, you know, we rode the wave, we righted the ship, and now we're going to be potentially the best team in the NHL this season, which is fucking crazy to think about. Because when I look at the season, if I were to rate the Rangers season on a scale of 0 to 10, I would give them like an 8.6. Like, it would not be in the 9s. It would not be in the 10s. And they're about to maybe potentially have the best record in hockey. Like, that's crazy. Is that not fucking crazy to say? Like, that's nuts to me.
Yeah.
But shout out to Vinny Trocheck won the Stephen McDonald Extra Effort Award. I definitely have to mention that. That's like my favorite award of the year. It pretty much goes to the guy with the biggest fucking nut sack on the team, dude. So shout out to Vinny Trocheck. He's had a hell of a fucking year, dude. Point per game player, steal of a contract. And yeah, I mean, dude, there's a chance that they do this. If they do this, we'll see what happens. My hopes are the Islanders miss the playoffs. I don't know how that'll happen, but it would be pretty cool if it did. And yeah, I mean, we got a couple games left to play. I know for a fact we play Philly tomorrow. We play the Islanders on Saturday. Watch out for that. Then I want to say the Senators on Tuesday. I go to Nashville next Wednesday, by the way. I don't know if you know that or not.
Nashville clinched today.
Yeah, I'm going down there. I'm going to see Fever Boy Rex. We're going to watch, I think.
I want to see a video of you and Fever Boy Rex out in Smashville paying whatever it is to hit that car with a sledgehammer before the home game. That'd be sick.
That would be kind of fucking cool, dude.
You know,
do you know if they have home ice?
I have no idea.
If they get home ice, I'll definitely be there for it.
That'd be sick.
So maybe we would go. That'd be kind of cool.
Wear your morning skate jersey and take some wax.
Yeah, I mean, the boys have been absolutely buzzing. Matt Rempe has... And here's the thing, he doesn't even play every game. And when he does play, like he hasn't captivated New York City, man. Like,
so
if he doesn't play, they chant Rempe. When he's out there, they chant Rempe. When he hits something, like, dude, the moment he steps on the ice, you can hear the crowd start going nuts. Yeah, like, it's fucking crazy, dude. Yeah, but I've never seen anything like that. Everybody
loves violence. I mean, you don't,
they love violence, but Milan Lucic was a bad motherfucker for Boston. And you ask any Boston fan, he meant a lot to that franchise, but it wasn't like every time he got on the ice, people would start fucking going nuts. Like, he was still a hockey player. Rempe is like a fucking act. It's insane.
It is very reminiscent of Linsanity. I think that was a really good, that you said. Yeah.
It is.
So let me ask you this, depending on the matchup. Oh, he can move, though. He's not, like, slow.
You fucking put him in the lineup for the playoffs. Like, he needs
right,
to be in the lineup.
Right, but is there
he will kill somebody.
What I'm saying is there a matchup that you don't?
No, fuck that. No,
so anyone
not.
In the East, he's in.
Dude, anybody in the NHL, he changes the dynamic of the game. The whole game. And it's your fourth fucking line. You tell him, hey, listen, dude, just don't get scored on tonight. Yeah, and he'll do the rest.
Yeah.
Like, he will, dude, it's funny. Like, when he's on the ice, I'm not fucking Brian. I've seen this probably like 5 or 6 times. When he's on the ice, the defenseman goes back to get the puck. They do not want that puck, dude.
No,
they really don't. They fucking shit their pants every time they're out there. That's who I want punishing people in the playoffs. Absolutely fucking lutely.
Yeah.
The only issue I would have with him in the playoffs is that he's a young kid. He's already been suspended once. I could see him getting a little bit too jumpy and like literally murdering somebody. Like something like that could happen, and that'd be a really bad look for hockey. So we don't want that to happen. But yeah, other than that, dude, the Rangers are a wagon. What do you have on the Bruins? I saw that Svechnikov Michigan on him. I saw that McAvoy's tripping people going to the box. It looks like a clusterfuck. What's going on, dude?
They're good. It's all fine, buddy. They're just working out the kinks before they got to the playoffs. They got 3 games left. They got the Pens, Caps, and the Senators. They won.
That 6 McAvoy play was dirty as fuck, dude.
Oh, when he tripped him?
Going to the penalty box.
Loved it.
I wars have started for less.
Loved it. Loved it.
Oh, dude, if I was, who was it? I would have fought him. I would have, like, it's not, who the, it wasn't.
It wasn't last night.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Like,
McAvoy, it was the Florida game, right? It was the Florida game.
Was it? It was.
Yeah, it was the Florida game.
Yes, it was the Florida game. And they're going to the box, and he fucking pokes out his feet from under. Dude.
Yeah, that was great. Wars
have started for less.
Yeah, but those are the Florida games, the Bruins have been like playoff games already.
Yeah.
So they won 6 out of their last 7. Pat Maroon's incoming at any moment. I assume he's going to play.
Has he not played yet?
No, he had back surgery. Okay. He's cleared, though, I think, to skate, but I don't know about contact.
Okay. I think he's going to change your team, dude.
He's gonna be a presence, that's for sure.
I think he is going to be a fucking good Bruin.
Coyle, Geeky, and Frederick have all achieved career highs in points, goals, assists, and points.
That's Heinen, good.
Yeah, it's great. Heinen and Zacha are both two goals away from career highs. Heinen was also nominated for the Masterson Trophy. Montgomery juggled the line, the defensive pairings a little bit.
I have a hot take about the Bruins.
Go ahead.
I think that you guys are too loaded with depth. I think that you guys
are always trying to find where everybody
can. No, I'm just thinking about Stanley Cup champions. I'm thinking about teams that are going to be perennial Stanley Cup champions. Like, I feel like you guys, you have Marchand and you have Pasternak.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think there's an immediate fall off to like B-, C-plus players. And I think that, at least in the forward group, I think that might be the thing that holds you guys back.
Well, this year.
Is that a dick thing to say? Like, I'm not trying to be a dick. You have Marchand, Pasternak, and then from there, okay, Charlie Coigle, pretty good player. I put him at a B-, everybody in the league. Like, B-, right?
Yeah.
DeBrusk, C-plus, because of his consistency.
Yeah.
Zacha, B-. Like,
I'd go B-plus for Zacha.
In the whole league,
he does so much more than on the score sheet, dude. So much more than on the score sheet.
I think that will be the Bruins' problem. I don't think that there's enough front end talent. I think that they thought Bergeron was coming back this year.
No, I think this year they maybe thought Bergeron was coming back, but this year was also meant to be a bridge year, and then all of a sudden they just kept winning, and it was like, oh boy. So this is like a bonus because they're set up. We were just talking about
two more players. Two more forwards. You guys need like two more forwards.
Well, set up. They're for the first time in like 7 years, they are out of cap hell. And coming up this summer, they're already talking about Don Sweeney being like buy. So it'll be interesting.
Be careful though, dude, because you really want to buy if there's not a lot out there.
Well, it depends on what they do. There's trade.
Like Pedersen. He just signed, but that would have been a sneaky
game. They don't have the money for it. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, so Montgomery's done a little tweaking with the defensive pairings. He's got Lindholm playing with McAvoy, Grizzlick back with Carlo, and then they're rotating the third pair, and he's just given different looks, which I like.
Who's it, Forbert?
Forbert hasn't played in like a month. He's on LTIR.
Oh, well, who's your third pair?
They've been going, it's a combination of Shattenkirk, Mason Lowry. Parker Weatherspoon and Andrew Peak.
Holy fuck, you guys! Okay,
Peak's been playing really well. I'm happy with Peak.
Flag. That's your bottom pair.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens, but they do have the.
I'm like, dude, I'd be proud if I was a Bruins fan. Has that been your roster the whole year?
On D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you guys are right now, that's impressive.
Goalies, man. Goalies make all the difference in the world. They did their awards. Charlie Coyle won the Hustle Award. The Three Stars Award. Marchand was third. Swayman was two. Pastrnak was one. And then Pastrnak also got the some home game nonsense award, like here, David. Kind of.
So people not like Ullmark anymore?
Ullmark's the number one.
Is?
Yeah.
Then why is Swayman winning awards?
It was the two. It was how many three stars you got?
Okay.
So he was two. Yeah, and I think Ullmark gets more starts on the road. I will say this about Ullmark: he had a rough patch heading into the trade deadline because I think he started to feel the pressure and the rumors since the trade deadline. Dude, I wish I had the numbers in front of me, but he's like a 960 save percentage. It's insane how good he's playing.
He didn't want to go to LA, dude.
Yeah, you all would you?
That's what we have, right?
That's it. So then Northeastern, the unofficial official podcast of Northeastern Women's Hockey, a couple of cleanups from the season. Gwynn Phillips, to no surprise, was named to the All-USCHO team. Highest save percentage in NCAA history, 958 for her career.
Yeah, what was the name of that writer?
Nicole,
you're a donkey.
And her 0.96 GAA is the second best in NCAA history. I mean,
Nicole, did you hear that? Yeehaw!
Idiot. Phillips, Megan Carter, Jules Constantinople, and Peyton Anderson all earned New England D1 All-Star nods. There are six Huskies at Utica for the Women's Worlds on USA. Gwynn Phillips, Aaron Frankel, Haley Skamura, and Kendall Coyne Schofield. Alina Mueller is there for Switzerland, and Denisa Krizova is there for Czechia. And then tomorrow is Northeastern Giving Day, they call it, where you can support your student athletes. I don't know the link. I reached out to Carp. He didn't get back to me. You just type in Northeastern Giving Day in the search bar and you'll get there. It doesn't matter what you give, right? All these... It's based on donations, obviously, but then there's also these triggers. Like if they have X amount of individual donations, it'll unlock like a 5,000 donation from someone.
Yeah.
And it's just great. Like our friend Mary Chiampa and Kelly Dyer Hayes, I think they're both spearheading two different triggers that will be $5,000 each to the women's team if they hit it. So listen, give $10. Doesn't matter what it is. They see individual donors. So it's pretty cool. Nice thing. So there you go.
All right, guys. We got two more segments left. We are going to do Beer League Hockey, brought to you by Beauty Unis.
There it is.
Hell yeah, Beauty Unis, guys. Superior quality jerseys, complete hockey uniforms, bags, and apparel. Proud partner of Three Ice and Beer League Heroes everywhere. That's beautyunis.com. Head over, check those guys out. They are going to be our main sponsor for Beer League Hockey. How do we want to do this? Do we want to talk
present, about Beer League? Then share screen. That's how you do it.
Okay, yeah, but let's talk about where you're at in your Beer League right now.
Oh, sorry. So, yeah,
so demanding.
We're in the championships. We had a game in hand. We went in there. It was a clusterfuck. It was like tryouts. There must have been like 18 people on the bench. It was ridiculous. They kept messing with the pairs. My ankle was all messed up. I could only pivot to my left. It was just a shit show. We ended up losing, I think, like 5-6-2. Not good.
Wow.
But because we had a game in hand, we play tomorrow night for the whole thing. But we beat them the week before. So we beat them like 8-3. So if we beat them, we go to Canada. We don't beat them, we just go home.
Are you nervous?
No. Okay. No, I don't get nervous.
I'd be a little nervous.
I may get a little butterflies leaving, but I'm going to get there early. I'm going to tape my sticks. I have a whole plan.
I'd be nervous, bro. Dropping the puck, I'd be like, okay, time to fucking nut up or shut up. I better not.
As long as fucking Harris doesn't make me start the game, I'll be fine.
I wouldn't feel pressure by them. I would put so much pressure on myself. I'd just be like, don't be a fucking loser. Like, you can't lose tonight.
You know what I do? Know what I have to do to myself is I have to, Remember when we were at the Huskies game and the D was so like, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
They were so in their system, playing the right way. They didn't like
dial in.
Yeah, I guess, but like they're at the blue line and they would start backing off instead of like, I can pick that off. You know what I mean? How they weren't doing that.
They were just
composed, I guess, or
yeah.
They played within the system. I can't fucking lay off, dude. I'm like that kid who must have burned my hand a million times on the fucking stove. I'm like, I got this. And I miss them all the time, but I'm like, I think I can get them. So I have to remember, I have to channel Megan Carter and be like, back, Jack, get back.
I would try to hit as many crossbars and worms as possible to make me feel better.
To be perfectly honest with you, I don't shoot on the goalie in warmups.
Oh, if the goalie's in net, I fucking drill his pads. But the moment that goalie steps out there, I'm shooting that fucking bitch as hard as I can at the crossbar.
I don't shoot on the net in warmups.
So what are you shooting the corner? What are you talking about?
I do my laps, I stretch, and then
I'll shoot a puck.
And then what I'll do is I'll be like in between the blue line and the red line, and I like to skate up and back, and I'll flip some wristers into the glass. That's about it.
When I played at Hudson Valley and maybe a little bit at Siena, my like go-to was just kind of chill in the corner, get like probably four or five different pucks and just try to sauce them on top of the net. That would be,
I remember you told me that. Yeah.
Yeah. That was always kind of something. I don't know. I miss warmies. I liked warm-ups better than the games, dude. Like warm-ups were fucking sick. Flow skates, dude, hit a crossbar. I remember one time I hit a crossbar at Siena, I got right off the fucking ice. I'm like, nah. Yeah. All right. So yeah, beer league, hockey, beauty unis. You went over your beer league. Let's kind of go over the jersey that they have for us this week. Yeah.
Remember how to do it?
Yes. Present. Share screen and go to window and nope. Fuck.
You gotta put us as the two vertical.
Bam. Nope. Bam. Hold on. I got this. Oh, good call. I also have to do that.
Oh, wow. I don't know what you did, but that's perfect.
What did I do?
I don't know. We're way smaller than before, but the jersey's huge. That's great.
I can't see the screen. So, yeah. Whiskey Trolls, dude. These are some of the jerseys these guys came out with. I want to say it's like Canucks, kind of. Like the Pablo Burry Canucks in 94.
Maybe a little bit. I can see that. But this one, I love these colors together.
Dude, the logo is sick. I don't know if Beauty Unis designed the logo. The logo itself is fucking dope.
Like the logo is lights out for sure. But I also like the color combo, that yellow, what's that, orange and white?
Yeah.
Those look good on the black jersey.
And I feel like if I got dressed in this and walked out to the ice and I got to look at myself through the glass, I'd be like, yeah, it'd fuck me.
Oh, see, I was gonna say, if I walked out to the glass, I mean if I walked out to the sheet in this jersey, I'd be gassed after warmups because you'd be wheeling in warmups. You would be flying.
I feel like I would look so hot in that jersey.
Yeah.
Like,
this is a jersey.
This is like, you know how like when people put on sunglasses and they get automatically hotter? I feel like if you're a hockey player, if you wear this jersey, you're automatically a 10.
For me, in my mind, this jersey flaps like Mike Modano. This should be flapping behind you.
I just love the fucking, dude. I think there's my two favorite things about this jersey. Clean, right? Yep. Just like clean colors, yep. Dude. You know the clear tape's gonna look sick on the socks. Like this jersey's clean, and then also just like the logo itself. Like, I would put that logo on a baseball cap and wear that around.
Yeah, 100%. So, Beauty Unis, if you're listening, we've had people
that was genuine too, dude. That's
we've had people contact us, one asking how they get to be the jersey of the week, and two asking to buy some of these jerseys. So I don't know if you're selling these to the general public, but we have to talk about this. You might
sick
want
fucking
it.
Jersey. A-plus jersey. Yeah,
I'd wear that as a t-shirt for sure.
Oh, dude. Fuck yeah, dude. Like a pocket square t-shirt that's on the pocket at the beach. What's a whiskey troll?
Yeah.
Do you want to find out, sweetheart? It would work every time. So, right. Yeah.
Right. That's a good one. Actually, I will say this. I like this better because the other one was BC, so I like the Whiskey Trolls better than the BC.
Whiskey one. Trolls, we're a Whiskey Troll podcast.
Yeah.
I think we have one more thing. Mm-mm. Yeah. No. What do you mean?
The debate.
Oh yeah, good fucking call, Brownie, dude. All right, let's debate something. So,
this
is one of the things. Yeah, explain it because I.
All right. So, when you skate warmups, like if you watch the NHL,
this is a beer league game. I'm on a team and I'm doing warmups.
Yep. Okay. So, there are guys that skate the full rink and they skate on the other team's half of the ice.
Brownie, I don't think that's real.
I'll get video of it tomorrow night. There are guys on my team that do it. There are guys on the other team that do it. I personally don't do it.
Brian, that's insane.
Well, no one's fighting. That's why they do it.
You should fucking.
I'll tell you what. When's this podcast going to come? Oh, it's live. So if their best player does it, maybe I'll just run him in warmups.
That's insane to me. Like, who does such a thing?
A lot you of people. I will say this.
Brownie, you go. You get on the ice, you go to your bench, you put your extra stick on the bench, and then you skate on your side of the ice.
Yeah. But there are guys that do full laps. There's a lot of guys.
Psychos.
So years ago.
What kind of cars do you think those guys are driving? Definitely Subarus, right? Like, that's a fucking Subaru family if I've ever heard one.
So
out for a rip, really get it all in.
Years ago, I used to do the full lap against only one team because we had a good rivalry. So I would do the full lap against them, and they would all bark at me. I don't do it anymore. I just do. So what I do is I do three laps on my side, then I stretch. But yeah, so you would never do a full lap.
I didn't even know it was a thing. I didn't even know it was an option.
Right. I would never. Well, hey, listen, if you're one of the people watching or you listen to this tomorrow, hit us up on social medias and tell us what you think about the full lap versus the half lap.
Only time I would skate on the other side of the ice is if I was so fucked up I thought my team was on that side of the ice, or I got out there. But that would be like more softball. Like sometimes you take the wrong dugout, like home and away.
Okay.
Like kind of maybe I would like, but I just, that's insane. I've never seen anything like that. You go on the ice, you put your stick on the bench, your water on the bench, do a couple laps, stretch it out, and just start humming High Hard Ones. Yeah. Like that's what beer league warm up.
That's what I'm saying. I agree with that. That's what I do. But there are guys that do full lap.
That's, and by the way, guys, right here, beautyfuckingunis.com. Beautyunis.com. Whiskey Trolls, the jersey sick.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
I imagine the Whiskey Trolls, I see that. If you go out there in those blacks and it's like all black kind of thing, I could see those guys doing full laps.
If they listen to this podcast, they were talking about potentially kind of putting together a morning skate jersey. If they could put together a morning skate jersey with a logo like that, where it was like,
what the hell is that?
Bug.
Oh.
It was like a me and you, like cartoon character.
No. Listen, we're not giving Casey any. He has full carte blanche to do what he thinks is best.
All right. Fair enough.
Three stars.
Beautyunis.com. Last fucking.
Beautyunis.com.
Yes. Last segment, three stars.
We have 300 people watching us.
I'm just gonna assume
it's true.
Yeah, I think it's
cumulative. 300.
I think it's cumulative, but all right, three stars of the week. So I don't know, for some reason I was texting everybody I knew this week, like, if you could wear three brands, and I think this came up because we've been playing the Powerball at work, where like somebody like hammers the Powerball, like we're all going to be rich.
Mm-hmm.
They're all still going to work. I would quit immediately. Like if I would still work. I would work, but I would do this. I would do like morning skate stuff. I would change that. But so we're talking about it, and I was like, you know, if I stayed, maybe we'd buy a golf cart so we don't have to walk to the building or whatever. And then I was like, damn, like. If I had all this money and money wasn't an issue to me and I could wear whatever clothes I'd want to wear, and if I could only pick three, like who would they be? So I would text all my friends about this. So three stars of the week, brands, dude. I'm going to take this off too. What do you have? What do you have as your third star?
This is going to give you some insight into me.
Oh, boy.
So... Like, this sweatshirt's a great sweatshirt, right?
Yeah.
P-Town, the Shark, Tim Scapes, great guys. If you're in P-Town, go look them up. Go get some of this stuff. Great guy.
Yeah.
Great guy. But it's not cheap. It's very comfortable. It's very high quality. Mm-hmm. But I end up getting, as someone who owns a painting contracting company, I end up getting stuff wrecked. Like, I would never wear this if I'm doing anything.
Oh, right. That's like you're not going to wear that if you, I understand what you're saying. Like that's like your nice. Yeah.
So I don't have a lot of clothes that I differentiate, this being one and maybe a handful. Oh,
me
of
neither. Okay. I'm glad I can't be the only one who does that.
Right. I don't differentiate except for I have a few things.
With your few things, do you have it? Okay. Before you keep going, is there anything in your wardrobe that you only wash and you let air dry?
No.
No.
I do actually, because there's a couple of shirts because I learned the hard way. Did I tell you this over at Thanksgiving?
Wasn't there a sweater?
My wool sweater. That's not my wife's. Yeah. So this is why when everyone, like when Carp's like, hey, what sizes are you guys? I'm like 2X because everything I own goes in the dryer.
Yeah. So up until recently, I was the same way. And then I got a couple things from Lululemon.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I like the way this fucking looks. I don't want it to change. I got a hoodie from Theo Von. I feel like all my hoodies shrink whenever I wash my hoodies. I refuse to wash to dry that. I don't think I'm gonna ever dry a hoodie ever again.
I understand that. What I'll typically do is the first time I buy like a pair of something I wear or clothing, the first time you wash it, I don't dry it. The second time I do.
Okay. Yeah,
I think that makes a difference, she says.
I don't know.
Well, what's funny is, so I had a gift card from Christmas from my sister-in-law, and I've never owned a pair of Jordans.
Oh, yeah.
And I went and bought a pair of Jordans, and that's going to be my thing. Me and my daughter, every leap year, we're going to go get Jordans.
How often are there leap years?
4 years.
Ah, perfect. Okay. Right. So how much are Jordans? So it was like $200 more?
No, these are like 115, okay. But for someone who doesn't buy them, so I have these Jordans, haven't worn them,
not one time,
because I was gonna wear them to the Northeastern at UConn, the Hockey East Championship.
Come on, man, what color are they?
They're red, black, and white. They're the Jordan ones.
You have to send them to me at some point tonight.
Why would I send them to you? They're mine.
I want
to
see what they look like. I don't know.
Whoa, I'm sorry. You're like,
no,
dude, I'm like, dude, they're
sign
mine.
Sign them for you, dude. I'll send
you your sunglasses back that you left here. But
You wear those?
What, the sunglasses?
Yeah.
No, they're sitting right here. I've never worn them.
Oh, dude. I just bought two new pairs, dude. Start wearing them. They're fucking nice shades, dude. You look like the man, dude. Hell yeah.
So I was going to wear them to the Hockey East Championship, but I didn't know how far I was going to have to walk. I didn't know what the weather was going to be like. And I'm like, do I really want to make this like bold statement and jinx them? No, then I'll never be able to wear them again.
That's not jinxing them. You wear them every time. I think that's treat yourself a little bit, dude. Like you should wear them every time that you go and it's not bad weather.
Maybe I'll wear them for the home opener at North.
That's what I'm saying. And even if they lose, wear them the next time it's not snowing. Like, make that your thing. If they lose like 4 or 5 in a row, then.
Dude, they lost those two games to Vermont this year, and I got a new pair of jeans before the next game. I'm like, I can't wear these pants. I haven't told anybody this till just now. I didn't even tell Carp that. When Carp hears this, he's going to be like, you fucking loser. I went out and bought a new pair of jeans.
You're a super fan, dude. That's sick. That's cool.
Yeah, I went and got a new pair of jeans. That. Anyways, so my number three star is, because clothes get worn out and wrecked, my number three brand, Old Navy.
I knew you were gonna say Old Navy, bro. I fucking knew you were gonna say it. I wish I said that earlier.
Was that like the longest preamble to Old Navy?
Yes, dude. I didn't hear a word you said that whole time, other than Old Navy, Old Navy, Old Navy, and I fucking knew you were gonna do that. All right, my third star. I'm gonna go Carhartt.
Mm-hmm.
This is a part of my fall winter selection. I really only wear like flannels and jeans like during the fall and the winter. Sweatpants too, which I'll get into at a later time during this discussion. But I like how it's like durable, rough, decent. Like, I don't know. Carhartt's just kind of like an easy thing for me. So that would be my third star.
Well, Carhartt's my number two star.
All right.
I just got a new jacket this year because we converted to natural gas a few years ago, and my buddy was doing the work.
no labor.
And we, so I wanted to make it as easy.
Sweatshopping your buddy, dude.
Yeah, exactly. So I wanted to make it as easy as possible. So we literally emptied everything out of the basement, everything. Mm-hmm. And we had shit in tubs and under tarps in the backyard. And some fucking animal like ate into the arm of my Carhartt jacket and made a nest. So I had to get a new one, but I got this sick one. Oh, so the zip off hood. Fucking Ooh. Sick.
Yeah, Carhartt's a good fucking brand. They have good shit, dude.
Like, actually, my work boots are Carhartt too.
You know, I actually, oh, can I tell you my zero of the week? Now sure. that you brought that up, I got new boots at work the other day. You get two pairs of boots every year.
Yep.
So I've been wearing the same ones I got when I first started there. I got a new pair of Chippewas that I wear around Chippewas the house that are really nice. Mm-hmm. I got these Carolinas, dude. I wore them for the
heavy,
first time today.
Heavy, aren't they?
No, super fucking light. That's why I got them. They were super, super light. Wore them for the first time today. And I don't really remember the Reeboks taking that long to like fucking wear in. Dude, these killed my feet. And holy fuck, they were hot. They like I felt like my feet were fucking baking all day.
You gotta, oh, yeah.
They were hot. So I'm going to give it like another week, 2 weeks, see if they wear in. If they don't, I'm just going to keep wearing the Reeboks because they're still attached. But I couldn't have been a little bit, I couldn't have been any more disappointed than I was.
So. Do you have thin feet or wide feet?
Oh, dude, look at my frame, dude. I got wide feet, bro.
So for skates, do you wear CCMs?
I used to. I wear Bowers now.
See, I can't fit my foot in a Bower.
I think I got the wides. Dude, my skates are so old. They're like APXs, like the original APXs.
Dude, I put on my CCMs and it's like,
it's like I need to get back into hockey next year, dude. I can't not play in a league again. Mm-hmm. I can't ever do that again. That was awful. I think that we can talk about this a later date. Okay. So, Carhartt's your number two. My number two. LL Bean, dude. This also plays into my fucking fall.
That's fancy clothes, though.
I don't think so, dude. They have flannels.
But it's nice and it's quality. And stuff like I have LL Bean stuff that I was given to me or whatever, or gifts, you know. And that stuff is like this sweatshirt. Keep away from all the work stuff.
Yeah, no, I would give you that.
I also do this. Do you take
I'm also
strings?
Weird.
I hate strings in my hoodies.
No, I keep them in there. My first star is a majority of the clothes that, it's what I wish a majority of my clothes that I wear, but it's the same kind of style. And when I say it's going to make more sense, like Carhartt, I'll wear that if I'm working around the house or if I'm out, like doing whatever it is. LL Bean's like, if we're going to go out, wear a flannel, bonfire type shit. And then my number one is literally the only other clothes that I wear. But what's your number one?
Well, my number one is Vans. I've been wearing Vans since middle school.
You want shoes or do they have clothing?
Oh, I just went shoes. I wasn't. Oh. Because you said things you wear is what you told me. You said brands you wear.
Yeah. Okay.
I wear Vans.
So for the rest of your life, you could only wear Vans, Carhartt, and Old Navy.
I'd be fine.
Decent life.
I'd be fine.
Not bad. I've never owned
Vans. Vans does have clothes too. Oh my God. I will tell you this. If you're ever shopping on Vans, Vans has socks out now that are so comfortable.
I bet they have sick flat brim hats.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I have some upstairs.
Vans, dude.
I figured the Scally was good with the curly mustache.
Yeah. Disco liked it. He tuned in.
Yeah. I saw the text from him.
Yeah. Okay. Vans. All right. My number one star, I literally only own like three pieces of clothing from this place. But if I had fuck you money, because money doesn't matter in this situation. Mm-hmm. Dude, Lululemon's a real goddamn deal. I'm not fucking around.
Is that
like
yoga pants?
No, it's like workout shit. It's like shorts, shirts. They have everything. They even have like fucking casual type stuff. It's just so fucking expensive, dude. Like that's the worst part about it. But I have a pair of shorts, a pair of pants, and a t-shirt. And it's easily my favorite out of each one of those things. And like, if I'm not wearing like flannels or jeans or anything like that, I am in workout clothes. Like it's always been like that. Like just kind of, I go for comfort.
What's the, I wear a pair of, like hiking type shoes, for work. What, not Patagonia.
Are they boots?
They're like, in between. Columbia. They're in between sneakers and boots height.
What, dude?
They're like a little taller than they're not as short as Vans on your ankle, but they're not as high as like work boots.
Like 6 inch?
No, they're like 3 inch. I don't know.
They're
like hiking, like walking shoes. But
for
yeah,
for the people listening at home, they know exactly what
you're doing. Right. So I remember talking to a guy at the shoe store, and I was like, listen, I go, I'm on my feet all day, up and down ladders. And I go, I want to have like inserts that are soft and comfortable. He goes, no, you need, you need a hiking shoe, because with everything else, it's like Vans, that if that, once that footbed thing gets compressed, they're garbage, right? Because it's toast. He goes, the way these are built, it's like a rubber cup. So you always have that underneath you. It's like a U. So you're sitting on that rubber. So anyways, whatever they are, I have like two boxes over there. Every time they're on sale, I buy like four.
Do you think that there's a work boot that works better for your feet being on concrete floors all day? Or depending on floors. I don't know. I picked Carolina because I've heard of Carolina. Yeah. And I thought that was going to be like a solid boot. And
Carolina, Chippewa.
As of right now, 3 out of 10. My Chippewas are sick. They're way heavier, though.
You might want to pull the foot thing and get like super feet, one of those.
Yeah, I might have to. I don't know.
Like I have those super feet inserts in my skates. They're awesome.
I gotta figure it out. Also, shout out to Sean, Jeff, Jim, Tage. I told the boys I'd give them a fucking shout out. I'm on a new shift now. And shout out to Safi too, dude.
Yeah, Safi. This is the first live episode we've done without Safi. Hope he's okay.
He's working.
Oh, poor guy.
Because I'm on days, he's on nights.
That's right.
But yeah. Some exciting things coming up, dude. I'm going to Nashville. You got
the playoffs coming.
Nashville playoffs, softball. Dude, we are about to enter the best time of year. I'm going to be on the boat in like a month, 2 months. 2 months. 2 months max will be on the boat.
There you go.
Dude, come up. You're more than welcome to come up.
I will come up. I couldn't make the watch party, dude. After okay. Well, you know
next
why?
Year we'll organize it better. We'll do one a month or something.
Dude, we got the dog like 3 days prior, and I'm like, I can't do this to my wife.
I'm so glad that you didn't, because I didn't go that game.
So the Noles were there without us?
No, the Noles weren't there.
Can you imagine if I got a phone call from the Noles like, you motherfuckers were here?
Yeah, I was viciously hungover. That was not happening. Mm-hmm. I didn't get my car back till like 5 o'clock that day. Coincidentally, at the places where it was going to be at.
Well, I will say this. If the Bruins get eliminated and the Rangers still in and they're playing someone I don't like, I'll come down on a Saturday night at King's Tavern.
Fuck yeah, dude. I'm saving up my money, because if they make the finals, you know I got to go.
Well, if the Bruins or the Rangers make the finals against the Oilers, we already promised Kenton that we were going to Alberta.
Yeah, that would be a fucking movie.
He said we could stay with him.
So. Oh, perfect. We have
check him over the airfare.
We have room and board. His wife's going to love that.
Well, once she gets tired of us, we can stay with Jenks.
I feel like Ken's like a pretty soft-spoken guy. I feel like if this were to actually happen, he would tell her the moment we got in his driveway. Like, hey.
Oh, by the way,
the boys are here. Ken's, poor man. Kenny. I love that kid. Brownie, what else we got?
But if
this kid's ripping it up right now. Yeah. I keep seeing him fucking all over the place. They're saying top 10
pick. Send him a message, man. Send him a message.
They're saying top 10 pick. And, dude, holy fuck. If I'm an NHL team and I don't like, I know pedigree probably shouldn't matter that much. I'm trading everything to get a chance to have that.
Dude, pedigree does matter. Look at the Kachucks. I mean, look at the Sutters. Look at the, you know what I mean? There's so many.
Yeah, but dude, there's got to be so many that like didn't pan out.
Right, for sure. But still,
I don't have any off the top of my head. Maybe pedigree is the thing. Maybe that's what you gotta do.
Yeah, I don't know.
How do you not take it again, though?
Why not take if the Bruins are going to take a flyer on Malcolm Subban, who's still playing, I mean, come on. I'd much rather see them take a flyer.
I wonder how much, I would love to talk to whoever, whatever GM drafts him and be like, how much did his last name play into you?
They would never admit that. They would never.
I know, but I would love to fucking know that.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, if you're going to give some GM truth serum, I have a lot more questions ahead of that one.
Joe Sakic was supposed to be a Ranger, dude. That'd be one of the ones I want to talk about. I don't know. I saw recently there was like some post on Instagram where it was like the trades that never happened that could have happened.
Oh yeah, those are Merrick loves doing those.
Dude, there was another Rangers one. I knew about the Sakic one. I knew about the Stamkos one. I want to say it was Yzerman. Like it was somebody that I had no idea about, and I was like, oh. I mean, dude, Joe Sakic would have changed everything if the Rangers got Joe Sakic. Holy shit.
What would they have given up? There's always that. You know what I mean? There's the give.
Who gives a fuck? You have Joe Sakic.
Yeah, but if Joe Sakic came, then you would have never got Messier. You maybe.
Here's one. Here's one for you. Here's one for you. And this is going to be a hot fucking take. Hot take. Okay. Compare Joe Sakic to somebody in the NHL right now. As Joe Sakic was in his league in terms of where he ranked about people. Who would Joe Sakic be? I have an answer, and I don't think people are going to like it. But I have an answer. He's not as much of a goal scorer.
A current player right now.
Current player. Maybe he's not as much. I would have to look at stats. This actually might be a really fucking stupid thing I'm thinking. You're going to hate it. You're going to hate it so much.
Are you going to say Matthews?
No, I'm going to say Dylan Larkin, dude.
Oh, I could see that.
Could you actually? Yeah. Like if Larkin had just one more level to him, and maybe he does. Maybe I don't watch
I think you're giving Larkin more credit.
Yes, definitely.
But I can see that. I can see where you're going because he doesn't have like, he doesn't have the top end of like MacKinnon, right?
And that's why I said compared to how he was in his.
Yeah, you could make the argument. I don't think he's got the. You can make the argument of Sid. Because Sakic had an unbelievable wrist shot. And
I don't know. If you're comparing longevity and how you were in the league across how long you were in the league, like Crosby would be Gretzky.
No,
like Crosby was a Gretzky of his generation.
Games, that's all. Just talking about their
games. Yeah, okay. Okay.
That's a good one. That's what we should do. We should get like...
we would get roasted.
No. We should, over the summer, this is one of the things we do over the summer, we should pick a year, like say 1984. Okay.
Yeah.
And look at the all-star team.
I love the all-star teams, dude.
But look at the all-star team and we compare, like we each do five or something like that. Yeah. That'd be sick. Yeah. Oh, we could probably get a lot of people really, really mad.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Compare someone like Yzerman to Kucherov just to watch everybody's heads explode. Like,
who would Brett Hull be? Would Brett Hull be Austin Matthews?
Probably.
Like
Pavel
Bure. I mean, if I had to compare him to any Russian, I would compare him to Kaprizov in terms of just like electricity, being able, like skating ability and shit like that. Because Kucherov doesn't have the wheels, and I don't think Panarin does either. But like,
you could say for Bure, you could say Nylander.
Yeah, maybe
Nylander. I don't think Nylander is as fast.
It would be a really fun list. Like, is Adam Fox Brian Leetch? Sort of.
Yeah.
Right? A little bit.
Maybe.
Victor Hedman would Nicholas Lidstrom probably. Maybe a little bit more physical.
No, Lidstrom is very physical.
Like, it would be really kind of cool to kind of walk down that.
Yeah, we could do that. We'll do
Truba Scott Stevens. Like easily,
we could do a year a week. Start with like 1980 and work.
Is Joe Pavelski Mark Recchi?
Joe Pavelski because he's been playing so long.
Like there's definitely some fucking
Patrick
Kane, Mike Modano.
We do that starting the week after the Stanley Cup Finals, or 2 weeks after the Finals, right? So it gives us time to talk about it. We start at 1980, and we do 1980, 1981, 82, 83.
Are there any, like, teammates that were really young with each other that were really good? Like, I'm trying to think who
Perrin and Getzlaff.
Solani and Kariya. I'm trying to think of that. Like, who would be JR? Who would be Chris? Well, there's people aren't tough enough to be Chris Pronger, but... Oh, like, Chris. It'd be kind of cool to kind of go over and be like, okay.
You could say, you know what? You could say Chris Pronger and Truba.
Oh, no, man. Chris Pronger had a bomb at the point, dude. Chris Pronger's like Zdeno Chara.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. But all Truba does is bomb from the. He just puts him in everybody's shin pads.
Yeah, dude. He hammers. I love that, dude. That's my favorite thing. Like, if you watch the Rangers' first power play, they're so, like, poised and, like, patient. And Trouba, I don't know if he's been on the second power play all that much, but when he was on the second power play, they'd pass, they'd rip the puck around and went to Trouba. He was not going anywhere else. Yeah. What's going on in the net? The Bruins
power play right now is abysmal, and everybody's like, what do they do? I'm like, switch up the people. I mean, it's not a fucking hard thing to figure out. I will say this. There's one thing about Beer League, which we could talk about in future episodes, but everybody's got plays with one or two of those guys that when they get the puck at the point, you know, it's head down, back scratcher. 100%. And it's going like I on the bench, I'm like, oh, that's going back the other way. Like you see it coming, right?
Is that yeah. Or like there's like when last year when I played, there were specific defensemen where if we were on a power play and I passed the puck to the point, I knew all I had to do was get open because they were going to find me. They're going to like they could shoot the puck at my stick. I could tip it or they pass it to me. But there were other defensemen where if I got past that puck or somebody passed that puck up to the point and I was in front of the net, I would skate right to the corner.
Get out of the way.
And fuck that, dude. I would tell the defenseman, it would go to them and be like, hey, watch out. Like I would literally go heads up. They're like, what? Before you know, the puck goes.
Speaking of shots on the point, did you see that backup tip that Sid almost put in?
Yeah,
dude. Jesus Christ. Like, that's unfair.
And McKinnon's hat trick was fucking crazy. But all right.
Listen, if we're up and out for the finals, Jerome McGinley, I'm looking for you, buddy. Want a big man hug, and we'll go for a frosty beverage. I'll buy you a milkshake.
Big man hug and a milkshake. Yeah, dude. Yeah, you're fucking wheeling.
Now it's a bit like I'm just going to keep swinging, you know?
Yeah, you are. So, guys, thank you for tuning in. Beauty Unis, thank you. Key Sparkling Water, thank you. Everybody, tune in. 324 people.
Three games.
It's going to be pretty fun. But check us out. We're going to make sure YouTube's going. We're gonna get everything going. Playoffs are going to be sick. So, sick. And one last thing, shout out to Disco. I'm just going to give him a shout out, dude.
Yeah, Disco, man. Disco works.
Tell you what, this year, he might get the Iron Award, dude.
He could. Most blogs published.
Yeah, we should do an awards thing. We used to do that.
I mean, they're all saying the same thing, but they're definitely multiple.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Disco. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, everybody else who chips in. All right. See you guys.